This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Monday, May 14th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. Going to start with the NBA playoffs. Yesterday, Game 7 in Memphis. Obviously tied at 3. Clippers go into Memphis and beat Memphis. Clippers 82, Memphis 72. A couple of interesting things here. Memphis couldn't throw the ball in the ocean from 3. 0 for 13 from the field from 3. Clippers off the bench. Their bench really won this game. You know, Blake Griffin hobbled with an injury. Chris Paul, good but not great with his injury. But it was the bench that outscored the Memphis team 16-5 to start the fourth quarter. The Clippers bench had 41 points off the bench versus 11 from Memphis. So combined, Memphis weak bench support plus their 0-for-13 from 3. That was really the difference. Now, Clippers were up 8 in the fourth quarter. Memphis came all the way back to take a 3-point lead the other way. But again, it was the Clippers and their bench strength. Young with 15 off the bench. Kenyon Martin with 11 points, 10 rebounds off the bench. Williams with 9 off the bench. Eric Bledsoe with 8 off the bench. I mean, it was just unbelievable. The Clippers scored 27 points in the fourth quarter. 25 of them came off the bench. Blake Griffin, not himself. 3 for 11 from the field, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Paul was good, 19 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. But again, it was Young, Martin, Williams, and Bledsoe. And even Evans off the bench with 9 rebounds, Reggie Evans. That won the game for the Clippers. That was easily the difference. Marc Gasol, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Rudy Gay, 19 points, 9 rebounds. Zach Randolph, only 3 for 12 from the field, 9 points, 12 rebounds. But it was not enough. Clippers 82, Grizzlies 72. I know everybody thought the Grizzlies were going to win this game. I thought the Clippers were going to win the series. I can't say I was overly confident going down to Memphis for Game 7, but it just shows you that the Clippers are a little more than Paul and Griffin and even Caron Butler, who was just okay, 3 for 12. I mean, the fact that they're starting 5, Paul 7 for 17, Butler 3 for 12, Griffin 3 for 11, Foy 2 for 6, and Jordan 0 for 2, I mean, that's pretty poor. The starting 5 only made 15 field goals the whole game, yet the Clippers win by 10. Well, that's a comment on their bench. You have to give them a lot of credit. Vinny Del Negro has done a good job for the Clippers to win Game 7 on the road against a good Memphis team. Gasol, Randolph, Rudy Gay. I mean, O.J. Mayo was terrible off the bench for Memphis, 1 for 11 for 4 points. But that tells you a lot about this Clipper team. I thought, other than always thought the NBA Finals and still think will be Thunder against Miami. I thought the Clippers that were the one team that could make some noise. Now, they took some steps back during the year. But if Paul can get healthy and Griffin can get healthy, I mean, this is going to be a fascinating next round of the playoffs because I always thought they could make some noise. They, of course, now have to play San Antonio, and San Antonio is certainly the favorite. San Antonio turned their series around. But yesterday, the Clippers advance in 7 games against the Grizzlies. Clippers 82, Grizzlies 72. The other game yesterday, Game 1, Indiana at Miami. Indiana played Miami very tough. Chris Bosh got hurt at the end of the first half and didn't return to the game. He hurt himself dunking. He kind of landed uncomfortably. He's got a strained abdominal muscle. We'll see if he can play tomorrow. He's getting an MRI today. He missed the second half yesterday. But the Heat, it was a very close game, a 1-point lead for Miami with just under 5 minutes to go. tied going into the fourth quarter, but the Heat pull away late in the fourth. Heat 95, Pacers 86. The Heat take a 1-0 lead. LeBron James, what can you say? Got his third MVP award, as you probably heard before the game. Personally, I thought Durant was the MVP. Hard to be the MVP of the league when you got Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh on your team, but LeBron did have an unbelievable season, and he was unbelievable again yesterday. 32 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Wade with 29 and 4 assists. Bosh with 13 and 5 rebounds, only playing 15 minutes. He's going to be missed. We'll get into that in a minute. For Indiana, Hibbert, 17 points, 11 rebounds. West, 17 points, 12 rebounds. But Granger only had 7. Hill only had 10. George only had 6. Nick Collison off the bench played well and had 10 points, but not enough. Heat, 95. Pacers, 86. Now, the problem for the Heat going forward is that they're only 4-5 without Chris Bosh. Game 2 is tomorrow, so he doesn't have a lot of recovery time. Again, he's going for an MRI today to see how bad that strained abdominal muscle is. But Miami was able to stay the course and win the game without him. Now, before the game, or I think it was the day before on Saturday, Frank Vogel, the Indiana coach, accused Miami of being the biggest floppers in the league. That led to him getting fined $15,000 by the league. Now, they had a conversation with David Stern where he said in the past he has suggested that the owners and the rules committee take a look at flopping, take a look at acting to see if there should be some kind of fine, eventually suspension for flopping. You know, in the NHL, you can get a 2-minute penalty for taking a dive. Like when it looks like you're being tripped and you fall over to try and fool the refs, you can get a 2-minute penalty for diving, but there's no such thing as a foul or anything for flopping. So a guy comes down the lane, you stand in front of him and just fall down whether you're hit or not. And that's a tough bang-bang call for the officials, as you know. Block charge, faking, not faking. So we'll see if those rules get changed this year. But Vogel fined for his comments. And rightfully so, even if he's true. I mean, a lot of guys flop. I mean, it's part of selling it. I'm not saying it's a good part of the game, but it's part of selling, you know, catches, frame pitches, part of selling the pitch. It's always part of selling. Guys on tag plays in baseball, block charge in football, block charge in basketball. So, and including in hockey. Sometimes in hockey, I've never understood this, but you can get a tripping call and a flopping call for the guy who got tripped. So I don't quite get that myself. Either you got tripped or you didn't. But we'll have to see. David Stern seemed to want something to happen, but they also fined Vogel $15,000 for his comments. But clearly it's something that's discussed within the league at this time. So that was game one. Miami leads the series 1-0. Going back to Saturday just briefly, Game 7, Lakers-Nuggets. The Lakers pull away to beat the Nuggets 96-87 in Los Angeles. Pau Gasol had 23, Bynum 16 points, 18 rebounds. Al Harrington led the Nuggets with 24. But again, you kind of thought the Lakers were going to win at home, give Denver a lot of credit. Again, they've got a good team, but they don't really have that superstar. And Gasol and Bynum, they're two bigs. Obviously, Kobe played well as well. But when Gasol and Bynum play the way they did, the Lakers can beat anybody. So they move on, the Lakers do, to play Oklahoma City, and obviously that's going to be a very tough series for the Lakers, Oklahoma City with the home court advantage. Ron Artest met a world peace who came back for Game 7 and actually hit a couple of big threes. He's going back now against James Harden, and everybody is playing that down, but certainly there'll be some animosity there, Lakers against Oklahoma City. And then in Game 1 on Saturday, of the Boston Celtics against Philly, with the Celtics getting home court advantage. The Celtics beat the 76ers 92-91. Garnett with 29 for the Celtics. Rondo with a triple-double. I mean, Rondo was unbelievable. 14 points, 12 rebounds, 17 assists. Iguodala with 19 points for the 76ers. The Celtics get that game one win. So the four series right now, Celtics lead Philly 1-0, Celtics with home court advantage. Miami leads Indiana 1-0, Miami with home court advantage. Those two series in the Eastern Conference have already started. Tonight, Lakers at Oklahoma City. We'll get into the times and TV later. That's game one, Oklahoma City, obviously, with home court advantage. And the Clippers go down to San Antonio to play the Spurs. That's tomorrow night is game one in that set. So the Western Conference hasn't started. Miami and Boston, both with 1-0 leads. In the Eastern Conference, and again, I think you have to like Boston and Miami. I think the other series, the lower seed, has a chance. I don't really think Philly can beat Boston in a seven-game series. I don't really think Indiana can beat Miami in a seven-game series, but the Lakers have a chance against Oklahoma City, although I'm still picking Oklahoma City, Miami. That's, you know, the chalk anyway. And the Clippers do have a chance against San Antonio. I actually think the Clippers can win if Blake Griffin and Chris Paul are both healthy. But give San Antonio credit. I thought San Antonio and Boston were too old this year to make it to the finals, never mind to win a championship. But both of them at least have a, I'll say, good chance to get to their respective conference finals. And it's the old, if they can do that, anything can happen. Want to switch briefly now to golf. Yesterday, the Players Championship, the fifth major, if you will. Matt Kuchar wins, 13 under par, a two-shot victory, four-way tie for second between Zach Johnson and Curtis and Ricky Fowler and Ladd. They were two shots off the pace. Of course, Tiger Woods tied for 40th, shot 73 yesterday, finished one under for the tournament, shot a 40 on the front nine yesterday. Again, we've gone over Tiger Woods a lot. He's just, I don't personally don't think he's ever going to get it back. Again, he can win a tournament here and there. He can win a major once in a while. But the notion that he's getting five to beat Jack Nicklaus strikes me as more and more of a pipe dream every week. The richest tournament, the Players' Championship, $1.7 million to Matt Kuchar, the winner. The biggest money tournament of the year. And again, it's really considered now the fifth major, if you will. Obviously, these sports, tennis, golf, have four majors. They also have that strange 17th hole that's literally an island where you have to hit from anywhere over the water onto the green. And we saw Cabrera get a 9 early on in that tournament. I mean, I don't know how these guys do it. This is how good they are. But Cabrera had all the trouble in the world. He got a 9 early, I think, on Thursday, 6 over. It's a par 3. But obviously, if you miss the island and drop it in the water, you got to keep hitting it until you get it on the green. But it's a fascinating tournament. Again, as close to a major as you can get. Matt Kuchar gets the win. He gets the $1.7 million for winning, and he wins by two shots at the Players' Championship. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-824-3854. That's 800-824-3854. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-824-3854. That's 800-824-3854.
Hikari, established in 1877 with more than 130 years of experience, is the world's foremost authority on aquatic nutrition. We know what it takes to offer you and your aquatic pets nutrition that can help them look their best and live a long and healthy life. If you're looking for the best aquatic diets for your hard-earned dollar, look no further than Hikari, the aquatic nutrition leader worldwide. For further information, visit HikariUSA.com and our direct link at BlueZooRadio.com.
Off the Bench with Josh Scarr and Scotty Bickford, Mondays at 4 p.m. on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want grade hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-246-0508 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-246-0508 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-246-0508 to get your car protected today. Call 877-246-0508. That's 1-877-246-0508. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-246-0508. That's 877-246-0508.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show, switching to the NHL now. Game one yesterday, Western Conference Final, the surprising LA Kings. They swept the Vancouver Canucks in 8-1. They beat St. Louis. I'm sorry, they beat Vancouver in 5. They swept St. Louis 8-2. Yesterday, playing Phoenix in Phoenix, LA Kings 4. Phoenix 2, I think if they had to pick the Conn Smythe winner today, it would be Jonathan Quick, the goalie for L.A., 8-1 against the number 1 and 2 seeds in the Western Conference. He's been unbelievable. Did give up a soft goal early yesterday, to Derek Morris, if you saw, is like the first bad goal he's given up in 10 games now. But Morris just flipped it in from the blue line and beat Jonathan Quick. That made it 1-1 after Kopitar scored his fourth of the year early on for the Kings. Then in the second period, Dwight King scored his first of two to give the Kings the lead. Bulker scored his fourth of the playoffs to tie up the game, and then it was Dustin Brown, who is another Conn Smythe Award candidate, scored his seventh of the playoffs. That proved to be the game winner. Dwight King got his second of the game, third of the playoffs, an empty netter in the last minute. Los Angeles 4, Phoenix 2. And again, this is the quintessential make it into the playoffs. Anything can happen. Get the number 8 seed. Ride the hot goalie, Jonathan Quick. He's been unbelievable. But also yesterday, the Kings with 48 shots on goal. Phoenix has their old very good goalie, Mike Smith. But not enough yesterday. Kings outshoot Phoenix 48-27. Kings win the game 4-2. And virtually everybody now is jumping on the Kings bandwagon as, again, they dominated Vancouver and St. Louis, beating them a combined 8 out of 9 games. So the Kings take the lead 1-0. Phoenix, the higher seed, does have home ice advantage. But now, of course, they've lost it after Game 1 of the playoffs. Los Angeles Kings 4, Phoenix 2, behind 2 goals from Dwight King and the excellent Jonathan Quick in net. Going back to Saturday night, Game 7 at the Garden, Washington Capitals and the Rangers tied at 3 in games. Braden Holtby, considered the inexperienced guy, and I guess compared to Lundqvist, he is, but they had beaten the Capitals, and Holtby had beaten Tim Thomas and the Bruins, the defending Stanley Cup champions in Boston in Game 7 in Round 1, but it was not to be, as the Capitals' dream has ended. The Rangers beat the Capitals 2-1 in Madison Square Garden Saturday night to win the series 4-3 to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. New York 2, Washington 1. Brad Richards, 1:32 into the game, gets a beautiful pass from Carl Hagelin, the speedy one, takes a slap shot past Holtby. Richards, 6 of the playoffs, and boy, did he get some big goals. None bigger, of course, than that 6.6 seconds left in regulation in Game 5, and then they won in overtime, the Rangers. Michael Delzato gave the Rangers a 2-0 lead 10 minutes into the third period. His second of the playoffs from Gabrick and Hagelin. Just 38 seconds later, Washington comes back. Roman Hamrick scores his first of the year, the former Islander, cuts it to 2-1. Washington put some pressure on late, but it was not to be. Lundqvist didn't have a lot of action. The Caps only had 23 shots, but he made some big saves when he had to. Lundqvist wins another Game 7. Rangers 2, Washington 1. Rangers move on now to the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll play the New Jersey Devils. That first game will be tonight. As we just said, the Kings lead the Coyotes 1-0. That Game 2 is tomorrow night. I like the Rangers against the Devils. Obviously, I'm a lifelong Ranger fan. The Devils do have Marty Brodeur, but it might be the first time, as a 40-year-old now, Brodeur, that he goes in and he's not considered to be the best goalie either in the series or in the playoffs. But Brodeur has played well in the playoffs. This is going to be another one of those tight-checking, low-scoring, close series. I mean, this really is old-time hockey. The Rangers essentially a defensive hockey team. But I think it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out series. They had a lot of fights during the year. I don't think that's going to happen too much in the playoffs. They tend to tone those kinds of things down in the playoffs. But the Devils at the Garden tonight to play the Rangers in Game 1, and the Kings already with a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference over the Phoenix Coyotes. Want to switch briefly now to soccer. We don't do a lot of soccer, but yesterday, the final day of the English Premier League, the best league in the world, and you know, it is interesting how they do it. It's not like football or baseball where you'll have a game at 1, a game at 4, a game in the afternoon, a game at night. In soccer, they play all their games at the same time, which actually is pretty interesting. probably hurts ratings to some degree. But it's interesting because you literally have two teams playing for the championship at exactly the same time, and almost to the minute the games start virtually at the same time. Obviously, there's some minor stoppage time differences, but they are playing at the same time. Yesterday, the Queen's Park Rangers are playing at Manchester City. Manchester City tied with Manchester United. Manchester United, for lack of a better term, the Yankees of soccer. But Man U and Man City were tied in points going into the final game. And Man City, the difference there for first place, if you're tied in points, is goal differential, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You would think initially it would be head-to-head. Man City had beaten Man U twice this year. But yesterday it was interesting because Man U went up 1-0 on Sunderland. Man City went up 1-0 on Queen's Park. Again, if they both win, Man City wins the championship. But then in the second half, shockingly, the Queen's Park Rangers, who are actually facing relegation, I don't know if you know how it works in soccer, but the bottom three teams in the Premier Division get knocked back to the Champions Division, and the top three teams in the Champions Division move up to the Premier Division every year. And it's a matter, I'm told, of $40, $50 million to a team that gets knocked out from the Premier League to the Champions League, and plus $40 or $50 million for the teams that move up from the Champions League to the Premier League. So at least initially, Queen's Park Rangers were playing for their lives. They scored two goals in the second half to take a 2-1 lead. And, of course, again, they're playing literally at the same time. So the Man City fans are holding their heads. The Man U fans are going nuts. But there was 5 minutes of stoppage time, and the stoppage time is, you know, when they have extra time because of delays during the game. In this particular game, Man City was down a man, and it took so long for the guy to come off the field that there was 5 minutes. I'm sorry, Queen's Park Rangers were down a man, and it took so long for their guy to come off the field that it was 5 minutes of extra time. And amazingly and shockingly, in that extra 5 minutes of time, Manchester City scored two goals, the final one by Sergio Aguero on a beautiful move to pick up the ball, go around the defender, and beat the goalie with like a minute left in the extra time. So that would be in the 94th minute of a 95-minute game. Manchester City 3, Queen's Park Rangers 2, Man United 1, Sunderland nothing. So Manchester City wins the Premier League championship, first time they've won the championship since 1968, a 44-year drought. Now, they went out and spent a lot of money this year. I don't know all the guys they got. I know they got Tevez, who used to be a good player for Man U. But Manchester City wins the championship. Manchester United comes in second. Again, they had the same record, but the goal differential was in favor of Man City. And again, I think that's fair. I'm kind of a Man United fan a little bit, but that's fair because Manchester City beat Man United both games they played this year, including a 6-1 defeat at Man U's home field, Old Trafford, which is like the Yankee Stadium of soccer stadiums, if you will. But Manchester City wins the English Premier League, their first championship since 1968. Manchester United comes in second. Queen's Park Rangers were not relegated because I believe it was Bolton lost their game also. So Queen's Park Rangers stays in the Premier League next year. We're going to get to the baseball scores in a minute. I did want to talk briefly about an interview I saw with Steven Strasburg. Now, the Washington Nationals, again, they're kind of a surprise, but the reality is they're a very good team. Bryce Harper's now been struggling a little, but the Nationals are 21-13, first place in that NL East. And Strasburg, it's been determined by the Washington Nationals that he's going to be capped at 160 innings. And again, these things are hard to do. Obviously, he came back at the end of last year off of Tommy John surgery. He did pitch well in 5 starts last year. He is pitching well this year, struck out 13 to get the win in his last start. But if you're going to cap a guy at 160 innings, that's very, very hard to do because as you get towards the end of the season, look, if you're not a contender, then obviously it doesn't matter. But right now, and this is 34 games now, this isn't 10 or 20 games, this is, you know, almost a quarter of the season. The Nationals are in the hunt. The Phillies have no Ryan Howard, no Chase Utley. Miami's been a disappointment. The Mets are surprisingly well, but they had two brutal losses over the weekend, but they're above 500. Atlanta's a good team. It hasn't been quite as tough as you would have thought prior to the year because Philly's down, Miami's been struggling early, but the Nationals right now are in first place in the NL East. It looks like they're going to be there. I don't see them collapsing. So the question then becomes, what are you going to do with Strasburg and these 160 innings? Are you going to skip starts with them? Or are you going to just pitch them five or six innings? I mean, look, 160 innings, normally a starting pitcher would start in the low 30s, so that's, you know, just about five innings to start. Are they going to miss starts with him? And the worst thing that could happen, I guess, is he approaches 160. It's the last two or three weeks of the season. You're battling for the playoffs. What are you going to do, not pitch this guy? Put him in the bullpen and let him come out for an inning or two? It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me unless you're going to take him out every game after five innings. Even six innings, 30 starts is 180 innings. So if you started him 30 times and pitched him five innings, that would be 150 innings, and then what? You make the playoffs and he pitches two times five innings? So I don't know how this is going to work. Strasburg seems to be down with the program, you know, under the old pretty much whatever they want me to do. But you have to wonder the competitive nature of these guys. Strasburg has been unbelievable. We'll have to see how that shakes out as the year gets longer. But again, this guy is already one of the top pitchers in baseball. And to say in April or May you're going to cap him at 160 innings, again, it seems to me if you're the other team, you want to try and take a lot of pitches. Now, you probably want to get Strasburg early in the count if you can get him. But the flip side of that is they don't want him to go deep into games. And to me, it should almost be pitch counts, not innings. You see that problem with the Little League. In six innings in Little League in the old days, you could throw 150 pitches, you could throw 80 pitches. I think it's similar for a Strasburg, so I'm surprised they'll go innings. I would think they would go pitch counts. But again, that's just me. Again, when you say 160 innings, that could fluctuate pitches per innings from 9 or 10 or 11 to 22 or 24 or 26. So we'll have to see how that works for Steven Strasburg. I think that's going to be very difficult to enforce. I think the competitive juices get flowing, and I'll say it again, if the Nationals are in a division race in late August into September, what are you going to do? Give up winning the division because this guy's near his 160 innings? So I think they're going to have to revisit that at some point, either from a pitch count perspective or from an innings perspective, to have him ready to go in August. Are they going to skip one start in May, one start in June, one start in July, one start in August? Because that's what they're going to have to do if they want him to pitch into September with 160 innings. We'll see how that shakes out. I was surprised to hear that. I understand the concern nowadays. But we'll just have to see if they live up to what they've said with respect to Steven Strasburg and innings pitched. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Men, do you know that your testosterone starts declining at 30 and keeps falling every year?
Losing testosterone can lead to stress, mood swings, a negative outlook on life, and not to mention decreased sexual desire. That's why we created T-Gen to naturally help boost testosterone levels. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels. So let's face it, as we age, it's harder and harder to keep up with the active lifestyle that we once had. But with T-Gen, it will be easier to relive those moments. So don't let aging be an excuse for a decreased sex drive and performance. And reclaim your zest for life today by calling 1-800-489-9266. For a risk-free supply, call 1-800-489-9266. And when combined with exercise, you'll gain muscle and lose fat. So start the changes today. Call 1-800-489-9266. 1-800-489-9266.
This is WWE Superstar The Big Show.
This is Edge.
This is Stacey Keibler.
What up? This is John Cena. You're logged on.
We're logged on.
And you're logged on to Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
Sports Talk Network.com.
Get your NBA news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
TH-121 is the world's first antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula proven to provide dramatic results with absolutely no side effects. No jitters, no racing heart, no staying awake all night. This unique combination of antioxidants and natural metabolism enhancers create a powerful appetite suppressant that turns each cell in your body into little fat and sugar-burning factories. Call now and receive a free 30-day supply of TH-121 free with your order. And that's not all. If you're one of the first 150 callers, you'll receive fitness celebrity John Basedow's newest DVD and Chamonix's amazing 5-Minute Wrinkle Cream absolutely free with your order. It's an $80 value. Now you don't have to choose between living longer or looking better. Call 800-345-4204. That's 800-345-4204. Get a free 30-day supply, one free DVD, and a free 5-Minute Wrinkle Cream just by ordering right now. Results guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-345-4204. That's 800-345-4204.
Want to know what's going on in the world of professional wrestling and sports entertainment?
It's still real to me, damn it!
Join Paul Belfi and Mike Pitak.
You are a freaking lunatic!
For Pro Wrestling Insider.
Awesome!
On SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. We're going to get to all the Major League Baseball in a minute, but first, just briefly about the Preakness, which is this Saturday. We'll do a little more later in the week, but this is today and tomorrow decision day, as Wednesday is the draw, and these trainers have to decide when the owners, whether they're going to put their horses in. Supposedly, Bob Baffert, the trainer of Bodemeister, who was great in the Kentucky Derby and finished second, he's going to announce today whether or not his horse will run in the Preakness. I'll have another who won the Derby, is already at Pimlico prepping for the Preakness. Obviously, if you win the Derby, you're going to go in the Preakness unless there's something very wrong. You still want to take a shot at that elusive Triple Crown, as you know, none since 1978 when affirmed to beat Ali Dar in all three legs. But I think Bodemeister is going to be the favorite if he goes. As you know, the Preakness, or probably know, the Preakness is a 16th of a mile shorter than the Derby at a mile and a quarter, the Preakness at a mile and 3/16. So Bodemeister, who went very fast fractions of 45 and change to the half, 109 and a piece to the six furlongs, and still stuck around. I mean, you expected him at the top of the stretch to cave in, and he finished second, got beat a length and a half to I'll Have Another. But Bodemeister in a shorter race with more reasonable fractions, if you will, I think he'll actually be the favorite if he and I'll Have Another go to the post together in the Preakness, despite the fact that I'll Have Another is the Derby winner, despite the fact that he's trying to become the first Triple Crown winner since affirmed in 1978. I think what's going to happen is Bodemeister, who was the speed, who you expected to cave in the Derby and didn't, I think he'll be the favorite because obviously he's got the speed. He's going to go to the front. And again, he was very, very good in the Kentucky Derby, so you figure him to be as good or better in the shorter race, which is what the Preakness is. I've never understood, and I'll probably write an article about this in the next week or so, I've never understood why the distances of the races are the way they are, nor do I understand why in today's modern-day racing they race them the way they did 50 years ago. I mean, to go from a mile and a quarter back to a mile and three-sixteenths and then go up to a mile and a half strikes me as ridiculous. To race on one Saturday, then 2 weeks from that one Saturday, then 3 weeks from the second Saturday, today where horses rarely race, I mean, again, in the old days, horses raced every week, every other week, routinely. That doesn't happen anymore. But that's how they lay out the Triple Crown. There has been some talk in recent years of changing it. That has not happened to date. But we'll wait today and tomorrow. The draw is Wednesday. But if Bodemeister and I'll Have Another 1, Bodemeister 2 in the Derby, if they race together in the Preakness, I believe that Bodemeister will be the favorite, and that I'll Have Another will be the second favorite. Now, there's going to be other good horses from the Derby there. Went the Day Well, Creative Cause, Hanson probably. And there'll be a couple of new horses coming in. Isn't He Clever, who raced in the Arkansas Derby. Hierro, who won the Derby Trial. Teeth of the Dog, who was third in the Wood. I mean, there'll be some other horses in there with a chance. But I think Bodemeister is going to be the big favorite in the Preakness, and right now, depending on draw, et cetera, I think he's going to be the pick. I wouldn't bet him he's the favorite. I don't usually bet favorites, but it's going to be hard to bet against him, I think, because he was monstrous in the Derby. The way you bet against him is you don't think he can do it 2 weeks after whacking out a 109 six furlongs in the Derby, and of course, that's always a possibility. Want to get now to the Major League Baseball. We'll go to the American League first. A few interesting games yesterday. Tampa Bay beats Baltimore 9-8. Carlos Pena, who's been a real find coming back to Tampa Bay, had an RBI double, an RBI single for Tampa Bay. Matt Wieters hit a two-run homer for Baltimore, his eighth of the year. Nick Markakis had a two-run double to cut the lead late, 2-7-6, but it was the Rays 9, the Orioles 8, big game. James Shield gets the win. He's 6-1. Arrieta takes the loss. He's 2-4. Fernando Rodney came in and has his 10th save of the year for the Rays. The Rays 21-14 on the year. The Orioles 22-13 on the year. So obviously the Orioles in first, the Rays right behind them. In addition to Wieters, Johnson hit his second home run for Baltimore. Zobrist hit his fifth of the year for Tampa Bay, and Johnson hit his second. Rays 9, Orioles 8. A few other games of note. Twins beat the Blue Jays 4-3. Diamond gets the win. He's 2-0. Ricky Romero gets his first loss of the year. Caps got his seventh save. Dozier hit a home run for Minnesota, his first of the year. Red Sox bury the Indians 12-1. Bard, still the starting pitcher, gets the win. He's 3-4. Masterson takes the loss. He's 1-3. Middlebrooks, who has come up for Boston and really lit it up, hits his fourth of the year. Salter Lamacchia hits his fifth of the year for the Red Sox as well. Another interesting game, Andy Pettitte comes back to the Yankees after taking a year off, after testifying at the Clemens trial, after a number of minor league starts. Pettitte pitches yesterday for the Yankees, was just okay, gave up 2 home runs, 4 earned runs, and 6 and a third. He gets the loss. Seattle 6, Yankees too. Kevin Millwood was pitching for his job for the Mariners. He was 0-4, but he pitches very well yesterday. He gets the win. He's 1-4. Pettitte takes the loss. As we said, Pettitte gave up home runs to Justin Smoke, his fourth of the year, and Casper Wells off the foul pole, right-handed hitter off the right field foul pole, his first of the year. Mariners moved to 16-20. Yankees dropped to 19-15. Obviously, it's Orioles, Rays, Yankees, Blue Jays, and the Red Sox, who are 15-19. They're still in last place in the American League East. A few other games. The Royals bury the White Sox 9-1. Mendoza gets the win. He's 3-2. Thornton takes the loss. He's 1-3. Jeff Francoeur for the Royals hits his first home run of the year. Royals 13-20. White Sox drop to 16-19. Tigers beat the Athletics 3-1. Justin Verlander gets the win. He's 4-1. Verlander has now won 13 in a row on the road. Only the great Denny McClain, who won 16 in a row and on the road for the Tigers, has more consecutive road victories than Verlander. Verlander, the defending MVP and Cy Young Award winner, he moves to 4-1. Parker takes the loss. He's 1-1. Valverde gets the save, his seventh of the year. Smith hits his third home run of the year for Oakland. Tigers move to 500, 17-17. The Athletics won over, 18-17. One other game, the Rangers bury the Angels 13-6. Feliz, Neftali Feliz, the closer last year, starter this year, gets the win. He's 3-1. Jeff Weaver takes his first loss of the year. He's 5-1. He was rocked. He gave up 8 earned runs in 3 1/3 innings. By Jeff Weaver for Texas. Nelson Cruz hit his third home run of the year. That was a grand slam. Josh Hamilton had a 2-RBI double and a single, 3 RBIs total in the game. Rangers 13, Angels 6. Weaver did strike out Hamilton his first 2 times up. For the Angels, Morales hit his 3rd of the year. Trumbo hit his 6th of the year. Vernon Wells hit his 5th of the year. And again, Cruz with the grand slam for Texas. Rangers moved to 23-12, best record in baseball. Angels dropped to 15-20. And again, you thought that Albert Pujols home run was going to, you know, wake him up. But frankly, that really hasn't happened. The Angels still in a funk. And Albert Pujols also in a funk. Want to move now to the National League. One very interesting game. Well, 2 interesting games, actually. The Nationals against the Reds. It was the Joey Votto show. The Reds get 2 in the 8th, 4 in the bottom of the 9th to beat the Nationals 9-6. Joey Votto hits not one, not two, but 3 home runs, including a grand slam. Votto 4-for-5 with 4 runs scored, 6 RBIs. He's now batting .319 as the Reds beat the Nationals 9-6. Hannigan, the catcher, also with a couple of hits for Cincinnati. He's hitting .300. The Reds only got 9 hits. Votto had 4 of them, 6 RBIs. For Washington, Desmond, the leadoff hitter, 2-for-6. Bernardino, the left fielder, 2-for-4. LaRoche, 2-for-5. Bryce Harper, 2-for-5, but he's only hitting .231 now. He's come back to the pack a little. Espinosa, 2-for-4. Ankiel, 2-for-3. Flores, the catcher, 2-for-4. Washington gets 16 hits, but they lose the game on a bottom-of-the-ninth grand slam home run by Joey Votto, his third of the game. Rodriguez takes the loss in relief. He gave up the grand slam to Votto. He's 1-3, 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 4 runs, all earned. For Cincinnati, Marshall gets the win in relief, pitched a scoreless last inning. He's 1-2 on the year. Arroyo started and gave up 4 earned runs in 5 innings, 4 earned runs and 11 hits for Cincinnati, but no decision. Jackson starts for Washington and gives up 3 earned runs in 5 innings. Reds 9, Nationals 6. Another strange, interesting game in the National League. Mets against the Marlins. The Mets were up 2-0. The Marlins tie it in the bottom of the seventh. They get two. And then in the top of the ninth, the Mets score two. Now, the Mets have had their own troubles with their own closer. You know, is Frankie Francisco the answer for the Mets? Well, it's starting to look like the answer to that question is no. After Justin Turner gets a two-run double off of Heath Bell, who's had his own problems for Miami this year after pitching great in San Diego for a number of years. Turner gets a two-out, two-run double down the right field line to give the Mets a two-run lead. They're up 4-2 going into the bottom of the ninth. Francisco comes in to get the save. He gives up a triple to Bonifacio, and then in just a bizarre at-bat against Buck, three of the four pitches he threw to Buck, three of the four balls could have been strikes. They were very close pitches, but they were all called balls. Francisco walks Buck, then Greg Dobbs gets a single to center, then they come out to take him out, and he goes nuts. Francisco goes nuts on the home plate umpire. Terry Collins, the manager, has to get in between them. After the game, Francisco said he was just asking where the pitches were, and he wasn't getting an answer. But Francisco, total meltdown. Manny Acosta comes in. He walks the first guy he faces. He hits the second guy he faces. So it's 4-4. Bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, and then Giancarlo Stanton hits a grand slam home run off of Manny Acosta. The Miami gets six in the ninth to come back from a 4-2 deficit to beat the Mets. Marlins 8, Mets 4. Now the Mets are still 19-15. Four games over 500. Miami has been playing well now. They take two of those last three games with late inning comebacks. They're 18-16. But this might be a game. Even though the Mets were 4-2 on their road trip, they sweep the Phillies. They beat Miami in game one of the series, but they lose games 2 and 3. Even though they had a very good road trip, 4-2, I think you might point back to these two games. Colin said he was going to think about what he's going to do about the closer role on his team, but he didn't want to make any decisions yesterday. Obviously, he was very disappointed. Francisco, you know, most people don't think the Mets gave him a 2-year contract for $12 million. Most people don't think he can do the job. Miami 8, Mets 4. Again, the Marlins playing very well now for Ozzie Guillen. They're 18-16. The Mets still a game ahead. They're 19-15. Other games in the National League, the Astros lose to the Pirates. Pirates 3, Astros 2. Watson gets the win for the Pirates. He's 3-0. Pirates 16-18. Rodriguez takes the loss for the Astros. He's 1-4. The Astros 15-19. Phillies beat the Padres 3-2. Cole Hamels off of that suspension for hitting Bryce Harper. He gets the win. He's 5-1. Supon takes the loss. He's 2-1. Papelbon gets his 10th save of the year. Phillies at 16-19. Padres at 12-23. Jimmy Rollins hits his first homer of the year for the Phillies. Cubs beat the Brewers 8-2. Camp gets the win. He's 1-1. Lowe takes the loss. He's 2-1. Stewart and Johnson both hit home runs for Chicago. Braves beat the Cardinals 7-4. Tommy Hansen gets the win. He's 4-3. Lynn drops to 6-1, his first loss of the year. Carlos Beltran, unbelievable if you're a Met fan, hits his 13th home run of the year already. Craig gets his 5th. Giants beat the Diamondbacks 7-3. Barry Zito moves to 2-1. Saunders drops to 2-3. Pill hits his 3rd home run of the year for San Francisco. And the Dodgers still rolling at 23-11. They beat the Rockies in Los Angeles. Dodgers 11, Rockies 5. Ted Lilly gets the win. He's 5-0. White takes the loss. He's 0-2. Ellis of the Dodgers hits his 3rd home run of the year. The story there is Matt Kemp. Looks like he's got a little hamstring problem, and he had to come out of the game after running out of ground ball. Interestingly, Bobby Abreu, just signed by the Dodgers, came in to replace Kemp and had a big bases-clearing 3-RBI double after he did come in. Abreu, a good hitter. He's going to help the Dodgers. Of course, Mattingly knows him from his days. Don Mattingly, the manager of the Dodgers, knows Bobby Abreu from his days with the Yankees. So the Dodgers get the win. Dodgers 11, Colorado 5. Your TV tonight, NBA doubleheader, TNT doubleheader, 76ers at Celtics, 7 o'clock Eastern. That's game two of their series. Lakers at the Thunder, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. That's on TNT as well. Obviously, game one, Lakers at Thunder, the big news, Meta World Peace, coming off the suspension and playing well in game seven. The suspension, the seven-game suspension for elbowing Harden in the head. This is the first time they've met since then. You know, Harden said no big deal. Meta World Peace said, oh, I'm not going to shake his hand. He's not even a starter. But that's the doubleheader. Obviously, the second game will be fascinating. 76ers at Celtics at 7 Eastern. Lakers at Thunder at 9:30 Eastern. Devils at the Rangers, game one tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, NBC Sports Channel. That's at Madison Square Garden. That should be a tough, hard-fought series. Baseball tonight. Cubs at Cardinals, 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Yankees at the Orioles, 7 o'clock Eastern, if you get the YES Network. Brewers at the Mets, 7 o'clock Eastern, if you get SNY, the Mets Network. That's your TV for tonight. This is the Steve Kallis Show, or at SportsTalkNetwork.com.